Hi, and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is, The United States Needs God More Than Ever. Isn't there enough hatred? President Obama gave a speech on two topics recently. One was about him and Biden boycotting colleges that don't take sexual assaults seriously by investigating them properly. Next was the speech about the two black men that were killed by police officers, and also about the Dallas sniper attacks on the police officers there. According to the comments that were posted at the bottom of the articles on President Obama's speeches, there are a lot of hateful posts. I agree that President Obama and the administration in Washington is not the best we have ever had. But who put these people there? Whose fault is it anyway? The majority of the people of the United States voted these people into office. The people put their hope in Mr. Obama for a good change to the country. He has done nothing but caused this country a lot of grief by the way he has been operating while being president. Not once did the people vote this man in the office, but twice. You get what you deserve. The people of this country put their hope in the wrong place. How quickly people fall asleep and are blinded to what is actually going on. The United States is in a crisis. There are too many people fueling racial tension in the United States. They are dividing the people of this country, and violence is escalating towards one another. This has to stop. The people in this country need to find a solution, and quick. Why can't we all just get along? This country has been going downhill for many years, at least since the 60s. The people have been pushing God out of this country for decades. They have been blinded by their pride and the ruler of the world, Satan. It's tragic to see that people can't live together without having hatred for one another. But this is what sin brings. It's disobedience to God. History does repeat itself. Just read in the Old Testament of the Holy Bible what happened to Jerusalem when they rebelled against God. Wake up, people. The people of this country need to wake up and see what is really happening. You can't blame everyone else for what is happening, no matter who they are. It is going to take a drastic change in the way people think and feel about one another. The darkness that is in our soul and spirit when we practice hatred is enough to bring us spiritual death, the second death. Only the light of Christ can overcome this darkness. We need the Spirit of God to save us from spiritual death, so that we may have eternal life. There is no need for racial tension, for a government that only cares about itself, a weak military, terrorism, murder, violence, poverty, disease, corruption, unemployment, homelessness, hopelessness, despair, and so on. Love is the only way. All this can be wiped out and cleaned up if people would just repent, turn towards God, and love one another. It's so simple, right? So why don't people want a peaceful, prosperous, self-sufficient, strong-willed nation that the nations of the world would fear and envy once again? I believe that it is because you would have to give up your freedom to choose, to make your own choices, and leave God out of the picture. As it is, we don't have to follow anything that God instructs us to do, even though it would be wise to do so, because God gave us free will. Look at the shape that the United States is in right now. It's a pitiful sight, and it's, at its present state, it doesn't have a leg to stand on. It has become a dangerous place, and it's getting worse every day. People are arming themselves with guns and accidentally shooting and killing their own family members. People called preppers are setting themselves up by stocking food, guns, weapons, and survival gear. Like all this is going to save themselves and their family. So, this is what it's like to live in a country that at one time you could leave your front door unlocked and the windows open at night. Face it, people, this country is what it is, and it has been made this way by all the choices that we made. God's blessings and curses. All you have to do is read Leviticus chapter 26 in the Holy Bible and see what God has to say. This was written about 4,500 years ago, and it still holds true to this very day, as you can see. But maybe this country isn't ready to make the right choice. Maybe the people want to keep on doing things their way. Why not? You have every right to. With sin comes consequences. With doing the right thing comes blessings. It's the law of the universe. You create a debt when you do wrong, and that debt will have to be paid sometime. You do something right, and you will be blessed. It's not that hard to understand this. What is hard is letting go of our pride, being lovers of ourselves, seeking self-pleasures instead of giving of ourselves. The only way we can survive is by thinking more about others and not so much of ourselves. What a beautiful world it could be. Imagine a world where everyone cared for each other. There would be no poverty, nobody living on the street, no children going to bed hungry, no diseases, no famine, no wars, and most of all, no hatred. It takes a lot of work to love one another, especially your enemy, but love conquers all. Jesus proved it, and he's coming back to prove it again. You don't have to live in fear or without protection. God is there to help us, as he always has been. We just won't open our eyes to see. Call on God, look inward, and repent of your sins. Tell him how much you want him to be a part of your life. He'll show you what it's like to live in peace, happiness, joy, and freedom from worries and fear. Remember that nothing good can ever come from hatred. May God bless you and your family always.